Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, February 24th, 2025. Only 23 days until spring, and today is also the first day of Invasive Species Awareness Week, as proclaimed by Governor Mills a few days ago. You can find information about the invasive species in Maine and how to slow or prevent them from spreading at maine.gov/invasives. Attorney General Aaron Fry released the following statement Friday in response to the Trump administration's threats to Maine school funding. Quote, "It's disturbing that President Trump would use children as pawns in advancing his political agenda. Any attempt by the president to cut federal funding in Maine unless transgender athletes are restricted from playing sports would be illegal and in direct violation of federal court orders. Fortunately, though, the rule of law still applies in this country, and I will do everything in my power to defend Maine's laws and block efforts by the president to bully and threaten us," end quote. Maine Congressional District 1 Congresswoman Shelley Pingree and Senator Jeff Merkley, a Democrat from Oregon, also had some words for the Trump administration late last week. They are the top Democrats on the subcommittees that oversee funding for the Department of the Interior, and they demanded late last week that the Trump administration immediately reinstate terminated Indian Affairs employees, 80% of whom they say are indigenous, lift the hiring freeze, and officially rescind the deferred resignation and early retirement offers that were sent to employees. In a letter to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, they wrote, quote, "Without the necessary staff to fulfill federal obligations, indigenous communities will face the loss of vital services, meaning services for law enforcement, tribal courts, natural resource management, education, firefighters, and road maintenance. These are services that are critical for any community to function effectively. Furthermore, more than 80% of Indian Affairs employees are American Indian or Alaska Natives serving their communities. Indiscriminately firing the Indian Affairs workforce unjustifiably hurts the livelihoods of Native American families, often living in remote areas of the country where unemployment is already exceptionally high." Pingree and Merkley's letter to the Interior Secretary continues, quote, "The actions of this administration endanger the sovereign-to-sovereign relationship the federal government has with tribal nations. The federal government must honor its trust responsibility to tribal nations. We urge you to revoke all personnel and funding actions that have been initiated and that have already been so detrimental. The well-being of millions of Native Americans and Alaska Natives are in jeopardy," end quote. I'll link to the full text of that letter in the show notes on today's archives at weru.org. And finally, you've heard us report a lot on the status of Sears Island over the years here on WERU. And if you'd like to hear more about where things stand currently and what some ideas are for the future, you may be interested in a meeting that's taking place tomorrow evening, 7 to 8 p.m. in Searsport. Keep Sears Island Wild and Free Forever, a conservation conversation, will be a short presentation followed by a community conversation about the status of the Windport and the conservation efforts. The discussion will highlight the environmental, social, and economic concerns. That's taking place at Mermaid Plaza, right there on Main Street in downtown Searsport. You can get more information on Facebook for the campaign to protect Sears Island. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.